Hello and welcome to my Tuesday conference call. I'm Ted Keyes, your host and top freight agent training expert here in Southern California. This is a free high-powered meeting I hold live every Tuesday for top producing freight agents at 2 p.m. Pacific time and 5 p.m. Eastern time. On the call today, I'll show you how to move more freight efficiently, effectively, and effortlessly so you make more money financially. And after the call, go to my website, tedkeysonline.com, to hear more of these podcasts, read more of my blog posts, watch more of my videos, and most importantly, while you're there, visit my Freight Sales Success store for top-notch freight-moving products to explode your business today. When you arrive at my Freight Sales Success store, you'll see a host of products available there for purchase. First one you'll see is my Freight Sales Success Guide, typically for beginner and struggling freight agents. I will say this, however, that when you join our top producing freight sales office, I do provide this for you free of charge. Next product you'll see there is my Freight Sales Success Quotes. These quotes will get you motivated daily for you to get on the phone and make connections and build relations with the marketplace. Third product you'll see there is my Freight Sales Success Skills. These skills, as you'll see, this profession requires a tremendous amount of different skills. My Freight Sales Success Skills will teach you what's required to become a success. And also, my next product you'll see is my Freight Sales Success Training. This is a 17-video course that will take you from knowing little or nothing about moving freight to watching the videos and covering your first load and beyond. Those products available in my Freight Sales Success store. And while you're taking in all this free information, on any one of my website pages, just go off to the right and enter your contact details. By doing that, you'll receive your weekly email invite, as I sent out today to this and every call. Also, by doing that, I will send you the free attachments that I talk about on each and every call. Also, as a freebie, you'll see that I will send you my free report, 11 Ways Freight Agents Increase Their Income. This report has been downloaded thousands of times before. And more importantly, if you have any questions today to talk about what I talked about, what you specifically learned, or more important, are you ready to join our top producing freight sales team? Then give me a call, Ted Keyes. I'm at 626-309-9141. Today's training topic that I'll talk about today is solutions for freight sales prospecting objections. Solutions for freight sales prospecting objections. For those of you that are on my contact list and you received your email invite to this call today, just go to any one of those invites that I sent you and go down to the bottom. We're going to go over the free attachments that I talked about, free attachments for this call. Now, if there's one thing you're going to come across as a beginner freight sales agent, is you are going to come across objections. Just because of the way you talk, the way that you get on the phone with somebody, a lot of times the shipping decision maker will realize that, hey, this guy, he either doesn't know what he's talking about or he's certainly not saying words that I can relate to, nor do I want to converse with him. So basically what he does is he comes up with objections as to why he doesn't want to talk to you today. Well, I'm going to basically go over three scenarios why these objections occur. I'm going to tell you about the occurrence itself, the mistake you make, and the solution that you will utilize in order to overcome the objection. So let's go ahead and open up that first attachment at the bottom of your email invite, and let's talk about solutions for freight sales prospecting objections. Now, as I said earlier, I'm just going to go over three common freight sales prospecting scenarios that you must avoid if you're going to be and continue to become successful in this profession. Let's talk about scenario number one. Scenario number one I've titled, "It's All About Them and Not About You." One more time. Scenario number one, "It's All About Them and Not About You." So let's talk about scenario number one. Here's what happens in scenario number one. So you finally connect, all right, this is could be after a week, it could be after a month, it could be after 6 months, but you finally connect and introduce yourself to your freight prospect. Then you explain what you do and suggest the fabulous benefits and features of your awesome freight service. Then you close your eyes and pray that your now bored and almost sleeping prospect is still interested in your great freight service. That's scenario number one. So let's talk about the mistake that you made in this scenario, meaning scenario number one. Let's talk about the biggest or the main mistake that you made here. You see, unfortunately, the moment you stop talking in this scenario that I just talked about, you usually hear these objections, okay? You're going to hear, sorry, I'm busy, or sorry, I'm not interested, or sorry, we're real slow right now. See, those are just one of many objections that you could hear. I'm just giving you the first three. Now, you've made the mistake by starting your call by talking about your world, all right, and what you have to offer. That's basically the mistake you made. All you talked about was your world and what you have to offer. Realistically, most freight prospects aren't all that interested in you, especially if this is your first, second, or even your third call to them. When you only talk about your company and your freight service, it's just another advertisement to your prospect that they have no time to listen to. Remember, when you don't engage them, all they're going to do is turn the page, and you with them. Your freight prospects are only interested in themselves and what's sitting on their plate that must be accomplished right now. So what do we do as a solution in this scenario? Well, go ahead and go to that second page, and let's talk about the solution for scenario number one. Here's what you do. Start your conversation by focusing on your freight prospect only. Again, it's not about you. It's all about them. Then they're much more likely to interact with you. Talk about an issue. Talk about a challenge which they have that requires your solution and your solution only. Focus on them first rather than you. Then see where that takes you. Focus on them rather than you and see where that takes you. Again, you're going into this. You're going to ask them a series of questions that I even provide these questions on my sales call information sheet in my Freight Sales Success Guide. It basically takes you from point A to point Z, but focus on them, not you. Then see where that takes you. So that's your solution to scenario number one, which I've titled, It's All About Them, Not About You. Let's talk about scenario number two. Scenario number two, where you're unfortunately going to receive an objection when you do this. So scenario number two is I've titled, Your Confidence is Way Overrated. Scenario number two, your confidence is way overrated. So what do I mean by that? Well, you're so you've made contact. Again, it's taken you who knows how long, a day, a week, a month, a year to finally make contact with your prospect. And when you do make contact, what you do is you're totally confident that your freight prospect must use your freight service. Again, this is more of an attitude than anything. In turn, you're ruthlessly focused on the sale. Again, that's of moving their freight, and completely confident that your freight service is what your prospect must utilize. You act as if all your competitors are out to lunch and humility plays no part in the sales process. That's a general description of scenario number two. Your confidence is way overrated. Let's talk about the mistake you just made in scenario number two. The challenge with this scenario is that you haven't asked your freight prospect to determine this and how confident you are along with you. I mean, just think about it, guys. You're deciding for someone else what's actually good for them. This may not be what's intended, but that's exactly what comes out of your mouth and your actions to your freight prospect. So that's the mistake you've made here in scenario number two. What are we going to do? Let's talk about the solution, apply the solution, and guess what? This mistake or scenario is not going to happen. So here's your solution in scenario number two. Rather than being full of confidence and enthusiasm, stop and think about your freight prospect first. Relax into a calm and real conversation instead of charging ahead with a persuasive sales pitch and a quick strategy to the solutions that they require of you. Put yourself in their shoes. Again, put yourself in their shoes. How would you act if somebody just, slammed open your office door, came in and said that they're the solution for all your challenges? You obviously would recoil and tell them to leave. How many times have telemarketers acted this way toward you? I mean, really think about it when they call you at 7, 8 o'clock at night. And how have you reacted to them in turn? That phone gets hung up more quickly than you can imagine and remember, right? So slow down. Here's what you're going to do. Slow down. Invite them to explore along with you whether what you have to offer is actually something or your freight services, what they can actually utilize. You see, your prospect is totally able to distinguish the difference between your service and somebody else's. After all, if they've been doing this a while, they can determine the difference. You see, you're inviting them to see whether you're able to solve a challenge that they may have with your cargo. This makes a much better connection at the beginning. Then you get far less objections during these initial conversations while developing and building a strong relationship with them. So scenario number two is your confidence is way overrated. Don't go into a freight prospect with this, hey, I've got it all type attitude, or, hey, look at the confidence that I have. Hey, your prospect will pick up on that, and you'll be gone sooner than you can imagine. Let's talk about scenario number three. All right, scenario number three I've titled Your Freight Prospect Overcomes Your Objection. So here you are. You've been taught to overcome their objection. In the process, scenario number three, they overcome your objection because you've overcome their objection. Let's talk a little bit further about scenario number three. So here's what happens in scenario number three. Your freight prospect brings up an objection to you, all right, for whatever reason. Basically, they tell you we're real slow right now because they didn't like your attitude going into the call. You give it your best attempt to overcome it, then create another objection in the process. Let's talk about the mistake you made in the scenario number three here. Freight prospecting can be challenging enough, guys. Now, I don't say that in a negative way. I say it in a positive way, and it can be challenging at the beginning. As you get better and better at this, the challenges become less and less. Why? Because you keep getting better and better at this, just like you would in a sports team or any type of sports activity. Sometimes you're not familiar with your prospect's business, especially when you don't do any research on them before making that first call. Now, if that's the case, you won't know much about their issues, their problems, their budgets, and their time constraints either. In addition to that, not everyone is going to benefit by using your freight service. And your freight service, it just plain out won't be a match for everyone. Yet when your freight prospect brings up an objection, you typically have the urge to overcome it, okay? When you do that, you put your prospect on the defensive. It's going to happen every time, especially when your solution is not what they're looking for, mainly when your solution is not what they're looking for. I mean, think about it. They give you an objection, and you throw a solution at them that doesn't even apply to their challenge. Well, what are they going to do? They're going to tell you to get lost, or they're going to hang up the phone on you. Something they've told you just is being dismissed. And this is typically where objections happen again and again, and also on top of each other, where you keep going back and forth, okay? So that's the mistake you've made. You've attempted to overcome their objection. They come back, and they object to you objecting to them, and then you just keep going. So that's the biggest mistake you've made here in scenario number three. Let's talk about your solution to this scenario, okay? It's so much better to listen. Again, it's so much better to listen to your freight prospect's concerns and then continue to explore whether your freight service actually makes sense for them. There are many other ways you can validate their viewpoint where they won't close the conversation on you. So that is your solution to scenario number three. Scenario number three, again, is your freight prospect overcomes your objection. Let's go ahead and move on to that fourth page of this attachment. Let's talk about your the conclusion to all these three scenarios. They all wrap into one. Here's your conclusion to all three scenarios, and that is totally focus on your freight prospects. I don't know how many times I tell you in my calls, focus on your prospects. It's never, ever, ever about you and this fabulous freight service that you have. Always, always, always make it about your freight prospect. That's the first conclusion. The second conclusion is engage them more and more while you're interacting with them. So, conclusion number one, totally focus on your freight prospect. Two, engage them more and more while interacting with them. Then the objections you're accustomed to will happen less and less. It's that simple. It's that simple. That's your main conclusion to all this stuff. Let me say it again. Totally focus on your freight prospects. Engage them more and more while interacting and building that strong, solid business relationship with them so they see your value, they see your experience, and they give you, they allow you to move their freight. Let's go ahead and move on to attachment number two. Let's go ahead and talk about some motivation through my freight sales success quotes. All right, go ahead and open up attachment number two. And what you'll see is this. Remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, I'm going to start this off with a question. And that question is, how willing are you to make mistakes? Really? Good, great question. How willing are you to make mistakes? Because in the three scenarios that I just talked about, those three scenarios involving you or possibly anybody doing making the calls of making mistakes. Now, how willing are you to make mistakes? And I'll ask you this. You will not get ahead in anything, in any profession, unless you make mistakes. So, when you get ahead, when you become successful, it's because you've made the mistakes, you've corrected them, and you continue to improve your ability in this profession. If you're not willing to make mistakes, you will not be successful in anything, in driving a truck, in whatever it is, cleaning your house, cooking. Think about how many. Think about the great chefs that are in this world, how many mistakes they got to where they are. So my point, my main point here is be willing to make mistakes here. If you're not making mistakes, you're not growing, plain and simple. Let's open up that third attachment down at the bottom there. Third attachment, attachment number three reads from my freight sales success quotes. Remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, the first caller gets 50% of the market. The last callers, plural, get the rest. What on earth do I mean by this? Well, basically, you've heard the saying goes, the early bird gets the early bird gets the worm. This is the same scenario. When you're the first on the phone in the morning, it's the individuals that hear your name first that are going to pay the most attention to you. Again, you've got to be telling them, you've got to be asking the right questions. You can't just go in there and be making the mistakes that I just talked about. If you are, by all means, correct them. But it's the early individuals that get the business. If you wait until the afternoon to make your phone calls, you're going to find out that it's going to take you a long, long time to build your contact list. Because by then, shipping decision makers just aren't going to be willing to talk to you. They've talked to enough people throughout the day. They've witnessed their challenges. So remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, the first caller gets 50% of the market. The last callers, plural, get the rest. My goal is to be in the first 50, not to be clumped up with the rest of everybody else that's searching and grabbing for the scraps and the crumbs. Let's move on to attachment number four there, guys, which reads, remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, that there's no shortage of success. There's absolutely no shortage of success. What do I mean by this? Well, you might be feeling, hey, how long will it take for me to become successful? And are there any other shipping decision makers that will work with me? Well, believe me, when you continue to call, continue to build your contact list, and continue to actually build relationships with individuals, you can't help but become successful. And here's the thing, success, there's an unlimited supply of it. You will only be as successful as the amount of effort that you put into this profession. If you quit after your third phone call, well, there goes your success. You won't be successful at all. Your success will grow as you become more and more proficient and get better and better at moving freight for your shipping decision makers. And always remember, success is infinite. Therefore, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, there is no shortage of success. Let's move on to attachment number 5 there, guys, of my freight sales success quotes. And that reads, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, I'm going to ask you this question, how focused is your success action? How totally focused are you to become a successful freight sales agent every day? Are you just winging it? Are you saying, hey, I'm going to make one call or get my one contact today? The reason why I ask that is this. I'm going to follow it up with, are you as focused as much as you are with your play action? Okay? Because there's this verbiage out there in our world today that talks about, hey, relax, take it easy, you know, let's do something else, take the day off. I can tell you this, if you take the day off, you're not going to get anything done. Yeah, your play action is, you're really filling in your play action, but how will your play action pay the bills? How will your play action build your contact list? So, as I said, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers, how focused is your success action? Do you have a list of priorities sitting on your wall, hanging on your wall, telling you what you're going to do and accomplish on a daily basis? See, that's focused. That's focused success action. Or are you going to listen to your friend say, hey, clock out early. Let's head to the bar. Let's head to happy hour. How focused is your success action? That is the main question that I'm asking you here today. Bear with me. Let's move on to attachment number 6, guys. Attachment number 6 reads, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers daily, show up, be all in, and trust that your creativity will follow your commitment. In order for you to become successful, you must first become committed. When you become committed, you're going to see as you continue to get better and better that your creativity will become more and more and more. And it's your creativity that brings you success. Not only your creativity, but taking that creativity and applying it through action and becoming more and more successful. So in order for you to become successful in this regard, you got to show up, all right? You got to show up. You got to be all in, because when that's the case, your creativity will follow your commitment. So one more time, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers to show up, be all in, and trust that your creativity will follow your commitment. Let's move on to our last attachment there, guys, attachment number 7, which reads, remember when you're calling your prospects and customers that the world must know that you're a strong and dependable brand. The world must know that you're a strong and dependable brand. When the world knows that, the world will come to you with their problems, with their issues, with their challenges. Think about it. Why are you on my conference call today? You're on my conference call today because you have an inkling, or you've been on many times before, that Ted Keyes can give you the proper training that you require to become successful. See, that's me telling the world that I am a strong and dependable brand. My question is to you. What will you do to let the world know that you're a strong and dependable brand? Well, the first thing you have to do is you have to connect with the marketplace. You have to build your contact list. You have to keep connecting with that contact list where they can actually give you the opportunity to move their freight. Will it happen right away? High probability, no. Again, 80% of your sales will come between your fifth and your 12th contact. That's just simple math. It's simple sales. 80% comes between your fifth and your 12th contact. So in order for them to see that you're strong and dependable, you've got to let them know that you're strong and dependable. So one more time, remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, the world must know that you are a strong and dependable brand. Once you become strong and dependable, that's when you'll get more business. That's just the way it is. Again, thanks for joining me today on my Tuesday conference call, Solutions for Freight Sales Prospecting Objections. In wrapping up my call today, I'm going to ask a few questions. First question is, do you want to receive those email notices and the free attachments that I provide on each and every call? And go to tedkeysonline.com, and on any one of my website pages off to the right, enter your contact details. Main question is this: are you ready to join our top producing freight sales team? There's a reason why you got on this call today. You got on the call because you know you are going to get free top-notch training from me. My question is this: are you ready to join our top producing freight sales team? Yes, then give me, Ted Keys, a call. I'm at 626-309-9141. Great topic today. Again, that is Solutions for Freight Sales Prospecting Objections. Stop making these three scenarios. Stop making those mistakes. Apply the solutions for each one that I went over with you. Take care. I'll see you all again next Tuesday, same time, 2 p.m. Pacific time, 5 p.m. Eastern time on my Tuesday conference call. Take care. God bless. I'll see you all again next week. Bye-bye.